Well, you're going to hear some Trooper this weekend if you're going to shake the lake. And I know it's going to take a while for Air Canada to get back to a regular business here. The strike shook up the lineup last weekend in Saskatoon for their Rock the River Festival. A few bands couldn't make it, so they had to bring in a couple others. And whether or not Shake the Lake will have to adapt because of the strike, we're about to find out. Joining me now from the Connexus Arts Center is Neil Donnelly. Good morning, Neil. Welcome back.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Has the Air Canada strike affected your lineup at all?
Well, it certainly affected my nerves over the last few days, that's for sure, and certainly lots of calls and emails dealing with the situation. I think we're back on track, actually. We're still not quite out of the woods. We've had a number of bands change airlines to WestJet, another number of bands just sort of waiting to see what happens here. So by the looks of it, I think things have worked out, but I think one more day we'll know for sure if we have to start scrambling to make any last-minute changes.
So, Neil, thinking you're going to act maybe in a day or two here, do you already work on a backup plan just in case? Like last week in Saskatoon, Rock the River, they had to find replacements. Do you kind of in the back of your mind think, okay, what are we going to do if?
Yeah, we've got some feelers out there to see kind of who's in the area or who could get here through a different airline and that type of thing. So we have some backup plans in place, although, even without the strike, you always could have situations with air travel that could cause somebody to miss their flights or flights not to make it. So it is a risk that we take really every year, but it's something that we're working through for sure right now.
Neil Donnelly from Shake the Lake in front of the Connexus Arts Center. How is your weekend looking? Like, take us to the venue itself. Is it going to look the same or is it going to be a little different this year? What's it going to be like?
No, we like our layout and the way things flow and work for us. So it's virtually very similar to last year as far as the layout is concerned. And we're doing our crews have been working hard for a week already out there now, and we're actually ahead of schedule. So things are lining up that way really well. Every morning I get up, I look at the forecast. Forecast looks great for the weekend. So if this Air Canada things gets resolved, I think we'll knock on wood, we'll be okay.
Okay, and tickets are on sale right now. Now, you sell weekend passes, but you could go by the day, right?
Yes, we have both weekend passes and day passes available. Today is actually the last day to buy at the regular price. We go to our week of pricing tomorrow morning, so today's a great day to pick them up.
So you can save a few bucks if you get it today.
That's right, yep.
Okay, and are you happy with the sales right now? Is this Canadian, all-Canadian lineup selling well?
Yeah, it's been great. I'm really happy with where we're at right now, and we've noticed an interesting trend that people are picking one day over the other, so we've got more individual day passes sold than we've had in the past, and we have a few less weekend passes than we've had in the past. But overall, things are looking really great.
Neil Donnelly from the Connexus Arts Center. I do get people asking me, well, what I know, knowing that you and I are friends and we work with Shake the Lake. People ask, what about some of the 80s icons in the past, like a Pat Benatar, Rick Springfield? And I know you personally, you have your own favorites. You try every year, and the way it worked this year, it just wasn't feasible. Can you kind of explain to people that wonder why some of those 80s acts like that are not a part of Shake the Lake?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. I mean, both those acts are on our list, and I think at some point in time they'll both play here, or Joan Jett or some of the others that we've been going after for a number of years. This year was a really different year as far as the rider schedule came out a little bit later. We always wait till the rider schedule's out before, so we're not competing with a home game with them. And there's just been a lot of other festivals like this that have popped up. So we're competing against that, and then all these artists are getting older, and so they're actually not playing as much as they used to, and so there's lots of factors up against us, but I think we'll continue to do it, and I think we're going to continue to draw great talent like we've done in the past, and this year's no exception with our all-Canadian lineup.
Yeah, you've done it year after year, and I understand that it's good. It's not as easy as people think to draw the entertainment that you would like to these festivals. But as I said earlier this morning, just sitting outside on a great weekend of weather and listening to live music in front of the Connexus in that setting, there's nothing like it. So if you haven't already got tickets, get them. And only the Connexus Arts Center website, right? Online, you really want to push that?
Yeah, that's obviously the safest way to go. There are lots of secondary sites that'll try to sell you more money or sell you tickets to different events. So the easiest way for any show you're going to, just go to the venue you're going to go. Make sure you're going to that website, and then buy through there. So in our case, ConnexusArtsCenter.ca is the safest and easiest way to get tickets.
And as you heard Neil, save a little if you get it today. They go up in price tomorrow. Neil Donnelly, thanks for the update, my man. I appreciate it.
All right, anytime. Look forward to seeing you.
I don't know if you caught this on the Ed McMurray Show. Brent Lux filling in yesterday and again this morning at 8:30. But Brent had Barris Hack here, the vice president from Auto Trader, on the show. And he was looking at July numbers. And the price of a new car, he said, is down. A new car.
When we look at the market as a whole, new car prices are down by 4.1% on a year-over-year basis. And now the average price of a new car in Canada is just over $64,000.
But just the opposite for a used car. Well, new is down. You guessed it. They're going up.
When I look at used car prices, they're up by 4.3%. Again, July data on a year-over-year basis. And now the average price of a used car is just over $37,600.
Barris Acura from Auto Trader. Overall, used car prices are up. New vehicles are down. If you have a youngster in your household, a high schooler that soon is going to be driver training and inevitably looking for a car, that's not exactly what you want to hear, is it? But if you are considering buying a car, do your research, he suggested, because these upcoming tariffs will continue to affect car prices. Not all, but some.
I get that question a lot, both from internally and externally, right? From friends and family. Hey, I'm looking for a car. What do I do? Do your research. Know what you're looking for. Know your budget. And then once you find the right car, don't wait for too long, because next time you come back, that car might not be there.
Coming up later this morning, help could be on the way for canola farmers. Premier Scott Moe making a big announcement from Yorkton this morning. Our Jillian Massey, our CJME reporter, is going to be there in Yorkton to bring you the very latest. Right now, producers are being hit with a huge fee in response to Canada's 100% tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles. So that'll be interesting to hear what the premier has to say. Finally, this is it. The final opportunity before I announce the grand prize winner of our Shake the Lake weekend passes. Earlier this morning, I started to tell you that I've shaken up a trooper song, and you got to identify which one it is. Anyone who gets it right and shares the first and last name when they text gets in on the draw. So here's your last chance to listen. What trooper song is this? I've shaken it up. I got it shook it. It's play backwards there. 1-877-300-7275. Almost everyone who has texted me has the answer right. So now your last chance before I put everyone's name in the hat. We'll draw one winner to win Shake the Lake weekend passes. It is a baseball paradise. That is what Regina has become with the recent Red Sox championship. And now if you're still starved for a little more high-caliber ball, well, then this is your week here. The Baseball Canada National Championships are about to begin in our city. Elite teams from right across the country with a lot of pro-caliber talent on them, too. And chair of the event is Mark Bracken, who joins me now. And Mark, thank you for helping to spread the word about this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is one of Baseball Canada's most premier championships, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's the men's championship being hosted in Regina here, bringing together the top 10 men's teams from across Canada to compete for the national championship.
Well, as chair of the host organizing committee, you could probably tell me, how big of a deal is this economically, and what does it mean to Regina to have this tournament on?
Yeah, this is a big event. Like I said, it'll be bringing teams from across Canada, filling hotels and eating in restaurants, and fans will be coming from across Canada. It's a big deal for Regina and the city, and we haven't hosted this in the province for a number of years. We're really looking forward to hosting the rest of Canada here in Regina. It's a 10-team tournament, so representatives from every province except New Brunswick and PEI combine into one team. And Newfoundland, unfortunately, isn't able to make it, so Ontario actually has two representatives.
And clearly, in our own backyard, the eyes will be on the host team, which is the Regina Trappers, who are no slouches, are they?
No, they are a very competitive team. The last two national championships. The Trappers have met Team Quebec in the gold medal match in very close games, but unfortunately finished with a silver in Red Deer 2023 and a silver in Tecumseh, Ontario last year. So they're gunning for gold this year and have a very competitive team again. So come out and support the local host, Regina Trappers.
Mark Brackham, my guest, chair of the organizing committee from the Men's National Baseball Championships, starting tonight with the opening ceremonies. But hey, Mark, I got to lean on you a little more here, too. So give us a little more insight. There must be a team or two that everyone is like, okay, they're going to be tricky.
Well, Quebec is the defending gold medalist for the past 2 years. They're always very competitive. I'd like to mention, too, the caliber of play of this tournament is phenomenal. Many of the rosters contain players who have been drafted into Major League Baseball back in the day. Pretty much all players are collegiate-level players and now are older. But the caliber of play of these young men is phenomenal, being ex-pros and collegiate players. But Quebec will be competitive. Every team is competitive. You have to be at the top of your game to win. But I think everybody's trying to bring down Team Quebec as defending champs.
Where will all the games be played, Mark?
Yeah, so Curry Field is the main field. And Optimus Park on Dewdney West is the secondary field. So 26 games in total. Thursday, Friday, Saturday games at both Curry and Optimus. And then Sunday just at Curry Field for the semifinals and the gold medal games. You could look on the Baseball Canada website, or a closer one is reginatrappers.ca. And it clicks through to the Baseball Canada schedule of all the games.
Opening ceremonies tonight. Take me there. What's going to happen?
There's a parade of introduction of all the teams. Some dignitaries will be speaking. And then the home run derby will be the fun part of the evening. Each team picks one player. And if you've watched the Major League Baseball home run derby in the past, it's very similar to that. It starts with 10 hitters and it works its way down to the final two for the champion home run hitter of the national tournament.
Is tonight's opening ceremonies at Curry Field?
Yeah, Curry Field. No charge for tonight for opening ceremonies. Starting Thursday through Sunday for the games, it is a ticketed event, but you can get your daily pass or your full event pass at Courier Optimus when you show up for the first game.
Awesome. Mark Bracken from the 2025 Men's National Baseball Championships in Regina, as of now. So I suspect as you drive or wander about, you're going to see a few guys that you wouldn't normally see, in a few buses pulling up with a bunch of baseball teams, right?
Yeah, we filled the Doubletree Hotel downtown with all these players, so they'll be taking in the sights and sounds of Regina, plus their fans coming in from all over Canada.
That's awesome. Well, great economic driver and a good time. Given what happened just with the Regina Red Sox pulling off a huge victory, winning their championships, I think we're all baseball crazy here right now,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, hopefully the feeling that people have from the Red Sox success spills over into them wanting to watch another weekend of baseball. So the caliber of play will be equal to that collegiate-level play. So come on out and watch some good baseball.
Mark, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Shake the lake on this weekend at the Kinexus Arts Center, and Friday night, Helix, Finger 11, Default, Saturday, The King, Stampeders, Headstones, and Them. Trooper! Santa Maria! That is the song that I had shaken up a little and played it kind of backwards there throughout the morning. Many of you were texting what your guess was at 1-877-300-7275. Thanks for all the texts. Almost everyone, but maybe two people, I think. Frank was telling me, my producer, everyone nailed it. Santa Maria, but there could only be one winner. So there he is, Frank, getting his drum roll ready, I'm sure. And everyone who got it right is in the draw. Frank, hand me the yes. Thank you so much. He tells me it's Wayne Larson. Congratulations, Wayne. You're going to Shake the Lake a pair of free tickets to see Trooper and the rest of the gang who's appearing in front of the Kinexus Arts Center. More tickets up for grabs tomorrow morning. I want to now take you to practice with CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray. Britton, I know the Riders sitting at 8-1, top of the West. The only time they won, or lost rather, though, was against these Calgary Stampeders. The only blemish, and I would think that's going to be a little revenge this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, I do. They're not going to admit it. They're going to say they treat every game kind of the same. But yeah, I think there's a little bit of motivation just because when the Stamps, they not only beat them, but they out-physicaled them. It was really bully ball that the Stamps played. And so I think they remember that. That's why I think Corey Mace put the pads on 4 day one of practice, kind of get that intensity out there again, and kind of prepare this team for what's going to be a physical battle out in Calgary.
Well, since the loss, we've won four straight, so there's that. But, man, one of the issues fans have been talking about, and even you spoke with Coach Mace about yesterday, is the play of Brett Lawther, who's sitting around, what, 66% when it comes to field goals. He feels the pressure, or did you get that impression yesterday?
I think he's starting to feel a little bit of it, though. It's just about working through it, right? The team has full support behind him, and he doesn't really know what's going on this year. He said if he knew, he'd fix it, but can't quite figure it out, though. If we remember last year, he really struggled, too, to start the season. It was actually pretty much nearly just a little bit over a year ago that he had that really bad game against Montreal that everyone was really worried. And then after that, he managed to go on a run where he only missed one field goal kick the rest of the way. So some good news. He figured it out about this time last year. Maybe he does it again this year at the same time.
And Coach Mace, rather, seems to be supporting him. And no one has been brought in to push him, right?
Yeah, no one's brought in. This team's going to let him work through it, I believe. Corey May said that's part of being a pro, right? When something's going wrong, you work through it. He praised Brett Lawther for trying to get through it. He said that he's been doing some extra kicking to try and figure out what's going on. And so this team's going to let him work through these issues, and you just hope that it doesn't come back to bite them at some point, right?
Well, and he's such a great guy. I like him a lot, too. Mm-hmm. It is great for the community. I hope he can push through this as well. All right, let's move on. Who wasn't out at practice yesterday?
Yeah, so Nelson Lacombe wasn't practicing out there. That was more of a vet day, according to Corey Mace as well. Jackson Ford getting the reps at safety. Micah Johnson also given the day off, a vet day for load management is what they're calling it now. Nothing too concerning right now, and some good news as well. Mario Alford was back to practicing the return games. Kind of, I wouldn't say it is struggling yet, and that's fair to say. Dre McCray, while he does provide some bursts and stuff, he's not holding on to the football, right? There was that fumble against the Ticats that could have really turned the game around if Roland Milligan doesn't come up with that interception. So it'll be good to see have this team have Mario Alford back. We'll see if he goes this week. He was just limited. Maybe they ease him into it. And, hey, Labor Day's coming up, and you know he'll want to be 100% for that one.
Yeah, I would think. Kickoff Saturday in Calgary at 5. Green Zone pregame show starts at 3. CJMA Rider reporter Britton Gray here. Shea Patterson, a former Rider back in the CFL, I see. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, hey, the Owls quarterback room is decimated right now with injuries. Shea Patterson had some moments where he flashed, but ultimately it wasn't quite enough last year to help this team out. But, hey, another opportunity for the quarterback, and we'll see what he can do with it.
All right, Britton Gray, thank you for your time, my friend. We'll see you back out of the practice field today, I assume, right?
Absolutely.